Yeah, on Daf Hamid days, we read so far one makor for the din of Mechitzas Asar by Sukkah that we learned out from Aron the Kapores, and we explained that the Rishus of Aretz goes up to 10 Tfachim, and we need a Mechitza to segregate, to designate that as a separate Rishus. That's the halacha by Sukkah, and that Tosa says is also the halacha by Shabbos. That's the makor for Shabbos as well. The Gemara went through a Shaka Vitaria, how I know that the height of the Kaporos was in fact a Tefach, and the Gemara established how we learned that. But the Gemara now has another Kasha. In fact, the Gemara on Hamid Beis. Umimai de chalala asara bar mischacha. Ema bahadi schacha. In fact, the Gemara, how do you know that when we talk about chalal asara, when it comes to the shear of asara tefachim by sukkah, that it's 10 tefachim, not including the schach? Maybe, if you're using, after all, the makor that you just brought, so maybe that would mean that if you have 10 tefachim, including the schach, that would also be kasha. The schach can be within the 10. After all, that's what you have over here. Rashi says, "Minay the chalol asara kevan, the me'aron the kaporis yalfis asara." The whole source for the shir asara, that the shechina does not go into rishus aretz, and rishus aretz goes only up to asara, and that's where Hakadosh Baruch Hu came down on the kaporis. So minay the chalol asara levad mi obischacha. How do you know that you need the shir asara in the chalal, not including the thickness of the schach? Dilma bahadi schacha ki arm v'kaporis. Like in fact was the case over there. Kadosh Baruch Hu came down on the me'al kaporis. So maybe. Maybe the shir asara includes the schach. Now, Rabosa, I ask you a simple question. How does the Gemara know, in fact, that the din of the Mishnah means asara tefachim levar mischacha? Maybe in Chanami, maybe the din is that asara tefachim means including the schach. And if the schach is at asara, that's also good. How does the Gemara know? Yeah, so what we just say, you know a little bit about this in terms of the other din of the Mishnah. What do we say? Maybe the Gemara thought that it was a parallel the first din. Maybe, Ari, you were touching on this yesterday in Shir. The first din of the Mishnah says that the Sukkah Shir with the Vola Mala Me Esrim, Sula, and we had the Maskanas of Gemara in Erevin, that what is the Peshat of the Mishnah? It means, with the Schach or Bar Mischacha. What does it mean? Levar, not including the schach. That's the pshat of Rava, that chalal sukkah tonight. Lamal me'esrim. In other words, the bottom line is the halacha is that the schach, for the sukkah to be possible, the schach has to be, right, the sheer esrim is within the halal, and then if the halal is lamal me'esrim, then you have a problem. But if it's exactly at the point of esrim, it's kasha. So maybe the Gemara assumed this should be the same thing over here by asar tefachim. The sheer asar tefachim is defined in terms, not in terms of the schach including the schach, but rather levar mischacha. And therefore, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, then the makor that we just brought on the kaporis is not going to help us, because in that case, you're talking about including the schach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu came down at that point. That was the point of 10. I don't know. Maybe that's how the Gemara knew.
If you learn the Diak of the Ran and Mishnah, and
I hear that the Ran had a support to this in the Lashon Lamala. Yes. So what are you going to say over here? What you would say? The Ran's Diak was to support the Diak of Rava of Chalal Sukkadam, because it says the Lashon Lamala, not Gevoa Me Esrim. It's Lamala Me Esrim. Okay, so what are you saying? But over here, it should say Vishina Gevoa Lamal Me Esrim Tvachim.
What
it just says it's a height. What? It just says it's a height.
Once it made a diak in the ratio.
Okay, so I respond what you're saying, Moshe. So the Torah says, like, Martin Mishnah have to tell me the diak twice. Once I have the diak, the first din, so the second din follows in the same footsteps as the first din. Again, I don't know. I don't have a better pshat. I mean, the Gemara took for granted that the halacha of Asar Tefachim is not including the schach. That's clear. We're wondering, how does the Gemara know? So we're fishing for a pshat. I mean, it makes sense that the Gemara was looking to the first din of the Mishnah as the comparison. You're saying fakert, the diuk maybe of Rishonim would indicate otherwise. No, the Rishonim only saying the diuk after the fact that Rav established it. So I have a smach to it. But does that mean it's such a diuk to such an extent that you can indict the opposite by the next case? I don't know. Anyway, this is a Gemara's kasha.
Yeah. Let's say that's true, that the Gemara is the Gemara's assumption. But why can't we learn that from the Aron and Kapporos together? Why are we like comparing the Kapporos to the Schach?
Well, if the Makor is from Aron and Kapporos, then it should follow from that that if the Schach was at the point of 10, the 10 was including the Schach, that would be kosher.
Why can't teach me not like that? Why can't teach me Aron and Kapporos teach me that?
Because what do you have by Aron and Kapporos? The Kapporos was included in the 10.
Yeah, but
right? And Kapporos is included. You have 9 plus 1. So and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke there at that point, from right there at that point. Yeah, Kapporos. The Shir Asara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yored right at that point, because the Shir Asara goes from Aretz until and including the Kapporos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke at that point. So in other words, he couldn't go, you know, a drop below that, because that would be Aretz. But Aretz goes up to and including that Asara. So the Asara is therefore would include the Schach. If you're going to carry it over to Schach, and the Rishus of Aretz, Rishus of Aretz that we're saying would be in terms of Machitza requiring to be segregating a Rishus of Aretz, would go up from the ground up into, including the Schach. And the Gemara knows that the din is not that way. That the din is that the Schach wouldn't be kosher if you had 10 including the Schach. So because this Gemara falls away from the first Makor, you have to see if that means we're falling away completely or if there's still relevance. The Gemara is now going to establish, based on what we just said right now, we would only have this Yisod of a Mechitza has to be Mesayim, a Rishus, and Rishus Aretz goes up until 10 Tefachim, but that 10 Tefachim would include the Schach, so that may not be remaining as relevant. But in terms of establishing the Makor for the Din of the Mishnah, we're not happy. We need something more. Let's see. Let's see what the Gemara says. In fact, we have to go to another Makor. Zok the Gemara as follows. Ella sounds like we're chose, right? Ella, Nibes Olamim Gomer. We're going to learn out the din of Asar Tefachim from the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Olam is a reference to Beis HaMikdash. How so? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk regarding the Binyan Abayis Rishon of Shlomo HaMelech, the Abayis Asher Bona HaMelech Shlomo Hashem, the dimensions of the first Beis HaMikdash were Shishim Ama Arko, Ve'esrim Rachbo, U'shloshim Ama Komaso, 60 Amos length, 20 width, and 30 the height. So it's important to keep that last number in mind, 30 amos height. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk there, komas hakruva echad eser ba'ama, v'chein hakruva sheni. So what Shlomo HaMelech had, we know the kruvim in the Mishkan were right above the kaporis, but Shlomo HaMelech had kruvim that were actually situated on the ground. It's a separate kruvim. And those kruvim are described here as going komas kruva echad, 10 amos from the ground, and also the second kruv. So we have, therefore, a ratio about what point of the 60, of the 30 amos height were the kruv in? 1/3, right? 10 amos, and the ceiling was 30. Says the Gemara, V'tanya, and we have a braisa that makes the following parallel from what we just saw in the Beis HaMikdash with the kruvim that were on the ground, to the kruvim in the Mishkan. Mamatzino b'veis olamim, kruvim b'shlish habayis hein omdim. Just as we know that the kruvim were standing at a point which is a third of the height of the structure. because we said that the structure was 30 amos high and they were 10 amos high. That's the third. So it is Mishkan Nami. Now when you go look to the Kruvim of the Mishkan, B'shrish HaBayis Heinomdim. So now you're going to say the Kruvim would be, the Kruvim were above the Kaporas, and that would be at what point? At a point which is matching the same proportion, which is a third of the height of the Mishkan. Now what does that mean? Mishkan Kamahavi. Now we know also from Chumash, the Mishkan's height was Eser Amos. That was the length of the Kerushin, and the Kerushin were vertical. The Mishkan was 10 Amos high. Dichsev Eser Amos Ochel Koresh, right? So what does that mean in terms of Tfachim? So it's 6 Tfachim per Amah. Kama havi hu shitin pushchi. So 10 Amos would translate into 60 Tfachim. Tote kama havi. So how much is a third of 60? Elementary math, how much? Esrim pushchi. That would be 20 Tfachim. Now, 20 Tfachim from the ground would be where you have now the Kruvim, which are Parsech Nafai. Now, we re-established, based on the earliest section of the Gemara, the Kruvim came up from the Agabi HaKaporis. Now we're talking about the Kruvim that were not, there are no Kruvim on the ground in the Mishkan, the Kruvim on Agabi HaKaporis. So, Dal Asar Da'arn V'Kaporis, that's still relevant to know the Kaporis was a Tefach, and therefore when you get to the Kaporis, you're already at a height of 10 Tefachim from the ground. Pashahu Asar. So now you have remaining till you get to the point of the Kruvim, which were Posech Nafayim above the Kaporis, you have another Asar. Now, why is this now relevant to and now what we want? Uksiv. Now it says in the Pasuk in describing the Kruvim, which we now know was at the height of 10 from the Kaporis, 20 from the 10 Tfachim from the Kaporis, 20 Tfachim from the ground, which is a third of the 60 Tfachim total. Uksiv, ahayu akruvim Posech Nafayim lemala. Sochachim, key word, sochachim b'chanfeim ala kaporis. So the wings of the Kruvim were described as sochachim, as creating a schach, as creating a mechitza above on the kaporis. But how much of a distance was there from the kaporis to the Kruvim who were parsech nafayim? How much? 10 tfachim. It says the Gemara, kaye rachmana schacha l'mala me'asar. So what do we see? That we describe something as having the description of schach, if it is sochech, if it's considered covering over a halal beneath it of 10 tfachim. Because the definition of sochech mechanfeim in this case was over the ear space of 10 tfachim from the kapores up to where the kruvim were. Now again, just a pshat question, not sure what to say exactly, but we had a similar question earlier. No, and who's to say that if it was lower, it wouldn't be considered sochachim? In other words, if whatever the minimum is going to be, to quote sochachim, so anything above that is also called sochachim. But anything below that would not be. How do you know the cutoff is 10? I know that at 10, I can call it sochachim. Don't say you need to be more than 10. But L'chara, we're also trying to prove that it's going to be 10 and not less. I had a similar question yesterday. We were at the beginning of the Gemara, right? How do you know that it had, you know, I know the mechitzas are sub, but how do you know it couldn't be 5 or 8? I don't know. I just don't know. Like, what's the Gemara? Like, it had to be, because it had to be this way, and the Torah defines it this way, and so this becomes now the makor that this is what it has to be. We had a pshat in the Rashi yesterday. Rashi is madaik. Hashem had to come now here. Yeah, I don't know what you can do in our Gemara. Couldn't it be also, maybe also could be sochim at 8? I don't know. Yeah? He does ask. Baruch Hashem. Okay, does he answer?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, so be mine. Okay, good. If you haven't heard some listening, if you have to look at it then. Okay, what?
I think it's like, the Torah is not going to come and give us something.
Okay. You know, if Torah goes out of its way to tell me this word and this connection, that's a malam. That's teaching us that this is how it has to be. Okay. Frag the Gemara. But the way you're setting it up, you're assuming that the wings, which are Sochem Chanfeim, were exactly at that point above 10. In other words, there's a space of 10 beneath where the wings of the Kruvim are. Freg de Gemara, Mimai de Gadfinu, Ilui Reshayu Kaimi. How do you know that the wings are Ilui Reshayu, meaning above their heads? Dilmaglahadi Reshayu Kaimi. In other words, it's a reiterating of the earlier Kashanos. Maybe it's exactly at the point of the 10 that the wings are. Because, and then we go back to the same kash that we had before. Then it comes out that the asara would be including the schach, because he's telling that they're sochachim right at the point of Rishayu, which is the point of the 10. And so then you've lost your makkah, then you're back to the same kash as before. Clear, right? And for the Gemara, Mavacha by Yaakov, Lumalaksid. It says, Parasich Nafayim Lumalas. It means it's not going to be exactly equal to their head, which is the point of the 10, but it had to be above that. It means exactly, in other words, so now you're talking about 10, not including the point of the Sichuch, which is the wings. In fact, the Gemara, Ve'ema de Midri Tuva. So then maybe, if it's Lumala, maybe it would be even higher, maybe Chveis 15, whatever. How do you know that it's exactly a 10, Chalal 10, it's called Schach? For the Gemara, Miksiv Lamala Lamala, it doesn't say twice. Lamala means just above, a cut above, exactly at that point. So be halal, not Reishayo, but just above that. So now we have Mokar from Sochach. Let's read the Rashi, and we'll think about this for a second. Look at the Rashi. Bishlish Abayis Hayu Omdin, right back on before. So this is in Beis Olamim. So Hayu Akruvim Sha'asa Shlomo Omdin Ba'aretz Al Ragleihem. That's how these new kruvim that Shlomo made were on the ground. Uksiv komas akruv eser, nimtza komaso kala v'shliish gova abayis. So the height of the kruvim would end at a third of the height of the structure, shehu shloshim, which is why, which is shloshim, which was therefore a third of that would be 10. Afkan b'mishkan kishayo kruvim sh'asa Moshe ala kapores, Hayagavhan, the Gova Hakruvim, the heads, Kala Vishliish Gova Bais, would be also at ending at the point of a third of the height. No, how much does that mean? Mishkan Kamahavi Govo. The answer is it was Eser Amos Arachakoresh, which would be 60 Tfachim. Tote Kamahavi, a third of 60 would be what? Esrim Nimsa Gova Kruvim Kala would be ending with Sof Esrim Tfachim in Haaretz. And again, these kruvim that are now at the point of 20 tzvachim from the ground, they are above the kaporis. And now you have to first account from the ground till the kaporis, and then go up from there to the kruvim. So dala sar tzvachim da'arm v'kaporis, gadas me'roshim shel kruvim kamahavi. In other words, to know from the rosh of the kruvim, how much is that? Kamahavi. Nimsa meirosham shel kruvim ad ragleim asar tvachim. Does he change something here? What is it? You see a gimel here. What is it? The magia something. Gufan shel kruvim. Vadas, not meirosham, megufan shel kruvim. Okay. Megufan shel kruvim kamahavi. Nimsa meirosham shel kruvim ad ragleim asar tvachim. No, it's like ragleim is the point of the kapores, and the rosh is where they have the wing spread. Now, uksiv sochim mekanfeim, alma mekanfeim ulamata ad kapores koru ischach. We coined that schach. It was sochachim. The kanfeim lemala legovan. Migovan. Hayu prusas. So they were spread out a mile of that. Alma tachas kanfeim. How much is beneath their wings that we call the wings sochachim? Asar tefachim chalal ad akaporis v'karilei sukkah. V'karilei sukkah. So we have this idea of sukkah being above asar. Umi ma'ifek the gemara di gadfayu ilui reshayu prisi, that it's above their heads. Da'havili chalal asara. Maybe gahadi reshayu b'shavel erosham. Da'havili asara imo v'yaknafayim, which was the point that we had before. So the more answers from the word lamala, and that couldn't have been too much higher because lamala doesn't say lamala, lamala. Okay. When we read this Gemara, at first glance, we have a very different perspective on the makor of the Mishnah, of Sukkah, that has to be Asara Tefachim, than we seem to have had before, the Pashtus. When we learned the Sukkah before, the first makor, we explained, and we saw the Lashon of Rashi and Ervin, that this is a halacha in defining the Mechitza. The Mechitza is coming, as explained based on the Lashon Rashi and Erevin. The fact that the Rishus is viewed as going up to the point of Asar Tefachim, and the Mechitza is there to designate, to separate, to imavdil that Rishus, so it has to therefore go up to the point that the Rishus goes. Otherwise, you haven't segregated the Rishus, because to the extent that the Rishus goes higher, then it's It's not considered to be muvdal. The mavdal it up to the point that the reshus goes. So that's how lach in defining machitza. But then we got stuck, because then in terms of that, the reshus would be viewed as going to asar tfachim, including the schach. And the Mor knows that when you have the din of asar tfachim, the Mishnah, it's asar tfachim, not including the schach. So now we have a makor based on the drasha here, sochim mechanfeim, that speaks to a different issue. Namely, that schach can only count as be viewing a schach if there's a halal asar beneath it. A different idea. Not a din of machitza at all. Not a din defining the machitza, the shir, mechgoba, machitza. Defining schach. But that's difficult. Lemaisa, if you look in Rishonim on the Mishnah, I mean, the Lashna Ritva does in fact sound that way. The Ritva on the Mishnah quotes this Gemara, Lashna Ritva, v'she'ena gvo asar tfachim, perush, the lo chashiv schach v'she'en chalal tachav yutfachim kidisa v'gemara. In other words, he's basically taking our makar and he defines the Mishnah in those terms. The lo chashiv schach v'she'en chalal tachav yutfachim. Meidach, by contrast, the Ra'ah, when he quotes the din of the Mishnah, he says, "V'she'en gvar asar tfachim depachus mikan lahavi machitza." Kinnan Farsh B'Gemara. Striking. He says, asar tfachim, because less than that, lahavi machitza. So he's talking in terms of the shir being shir in the machitza. Now, Bishlama, the first makar of the Gemara, I understand. He's Kinnan Farsh B'Gemara. No, they put a parenthesis here, that wasn't his parentheses, there were no tzuras adaf abdape yagamarna. So that's hard to know what he's trying to say, can first be gemara. But the chayra, it sounds like that's the first makar, like the parenthesis says, but that's not what the gemara says here. But the emes is that it's hard in svara to assume that the gemara here is saying a whole different vort for the following reason. I think we mentioned this yesterday. The gemara has a continuation, right? Just, you all read it, we'll get to it, Mr. Shem also. This makar is based on the calculations of the Amos that we've been using to consider it Amma to be six tfachim, which is Shitas Rav Meir. And then you end up coming up with the 10 to the Kaporis, and then Sochichim gives you now the other 10 Chalal Asar. But Mar is going to ask in a minute, Rav Yehuda has a different cheshbon of the Amma for the Hamli tfachim, and therefore this is not going to work. So the Gemara ends up saying, Lefi Rav Yehuda, how does he know the din of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, you all saw it, right? It's based on Halacha Moshe Misinai, Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Umachitzin, Halacha Moshe Misinai. That continues on to the next Talmud. This is a Memra of the Gemara, Rav Chiya Barashi, Amarav, Shi'urin, Chatzitzin, Umachitzin. What's Machitzin? That's for Rav Yehuda, the Halacha of Asar Tfachim. No, according to Rav Yehuda, there's no two ways about it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha of Shir Asara, the din of Asar Tfachim by Sukkah, is defining the machitza. Not defining the halal under the schach, defining the machitza. So now, the pashtus, you would want to assume that Rav Meir doesn't disagree fundamentally in the nature of the din of the Mishnah. Just that Rav Meir has a makar from a pasuk, and Rabbi Yehuda looks at it as part of Al-Chamash Misina. To create such a major, fundamental, conceptual divide between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. For Rav Yehuda, it's a din of machitza, and for Rav Meir, it's a din of the halal under the sukkah. Hard to swallow. That's number one. But to make it even more problematic, and here we'll get to the Masha. The Masha says something fascinating. We saw in the beginning of the sugya, the very first tosis, Asar tfachim nalan, v'had be'inan nami gabi shabbos mechitza asara mehachayafina. So tosis says that the marker that Gemara is quoting for asar tfachim is how we know mechitza asara by shabbos b'rishuyos of shabbos b'rishus hayachid. What happens now when the Gemara speaks about this mocker from Tolkien Bechanfeya? Might mean Zelishabbos. It's halacha for schach. But now, the Masha says something interesting. Zok the Masha on this Gemara, Yiroya, the Hachyo Pusa. Basically, we have both limudim, and they're both relevant for Shabbos, and we can take them together. The limud that we had until now is not totally lost. What we were saying until now about learning the Shir Machitza from the fact that the Rishus goes up to 10, except that there the Rishus would go up to 10 and including the Schach. That remains. But we also have this limud as well, and they're both relevant. Let's see. Yeroya the Hachyal Fusa, the Lo Yor the Shechina Lamata. The Shaminan Minei, the Lamala Miyud Mifsika Rishusa. That was what we said earlier. Above Yud, the Rishus is now cut. Vadai Kaima. That still stays. The Enos Soser Hach the Yalef Hacha. It doesn't contradict what we're saying now. There's an element of truth to both. It depends on the perspective. What was the Gemara? Let's go back for a second. Let's point something else out from the Gemara, then we'll come back here. When the Gemara had the Kasha, the Emel Bahadischach, just let's clarify something. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? That the Rishus of Aretz goes until Ten Fach, but when you have Schach, so the pshat is that width of the schach is also part of the rishus. When I have a machitza, how do you understand this lima? That the machitza has to designate and segregate this rishus. So if it separates the rishus up to 10, but the 10th tefach is equal with the gag, with the schach, so do I have a fine machitza in terms of separating the rishus? Is rishus segregated? Yes or no?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's clear. The only thing is, the Rishus that we say goes up to 10 includes the Schach itself. That's also part of the Rishus. And that's all the Rishus that we're talking about, from Aretz until 10 Fachet, including the Gad. And if you have a Machitza that corresponds with that, you have that Rishus is now separate. L'chore, just another point, what would you say, for example, if the Machitza goes higher than the Gad, and it's Machitza of 10? Would the Gemara be asking that should count? In Svara, I know this Fasemis, but L'chor in Svara, what would you say? Let's say the Gag is at 8. The Machitza, whatever. The Machitza is 10, but it goes higher. Does that also count to me? Well, that's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to the Rishus. No, let's say the Machitza goes up above the Rishus. That should count or not?
Sorry, yeah.
But it doesn't enclose.
It doesn't, what? It
doesn't enclose 10.
Doesn't enclose 10, what?
But to be a machitza of 10, it needs to enclose 10.
But the machitza doesn't, what? If the roof, it's not 10. But I have a dolphin, the dolphin goes higher. Is that what the Gemara think? Would Gemara be asking such a kasha too? That by Sukkah that should be kasha? I don't think so. That's what shaykh, what's above the schach is no shaykh is to the rishus of the Sukkah. The rishus of the Sukkah to the schach. So my dolphin goes higher. So what's that do with it? That's not going to count to. That can't. The Gemara was only asking specifically, I think it should be clear that way. The Gemara is only asking specifically when the schach is at 10 and the dolphin corresponds. With that, that's good enough. Besides this limbo, the arm of kaporis, that would be enough. I think if it can higher than that, what's shach that to the sukkah? It's not relating to the sukkah. Okay, that's a side point. But let's come back to the Masha. So the Masha says, oh, this is true. And it's not a contradiction to what we have now in the sukkah. What's the Gemara saying now? That you also have to have a halal beneath the shach of 10. And he explains as follows. Elab the inner source of the Yav Hacha, the Rabbi Shus Acheris, Ella Bachalola, Sar Vamishacha, the Inyan, the Leheve Al Gabov, Vishus Acheris. In other words, in terms of viewing what's on top of it as a new Rishus, afilu bigova yod imschacha karminan le'el de mitzvah kavishusa. So from the perspective of what's outside, so if you have 10, and then you have the 10 includes the Gag, so do I have a mitzvah kavishusa, which is now 10 from the ground, including the Gag? Absolutely, and that's true. But what's coming out of this Gemara? V'hacha, d'lehevi tocha v'shusa cheres. Here we want to know in terms of viewing what's inside as being viewed as its own rishus. Kimo sukkah, kamar d'lehevi ela b'chalo yod v'amischacha. That's what the Gemara is saying here, that you're going to have 10, not including the schach, to be viewed as v'shusa cheres from what's inside. Says the Masha, and that's what carries over to Shabbos as well. And he quotes the Gemara that we saw in the Tosis back earlier on Daud Amdeis on the top. This Gemara, V'alchemina beperkam of the Shabbos, the what the bayis she'ain tocho yud v'kiruya mashrimo yud. So you have a bayis that's not 10 tefachim from the inside to the roof, but if you include the roof, so now you have the shir asara. But that's not halal asara within, but that's kiruyo mashlimo. So al gago mutu etaltel, on top of the roof, so you have a rishus hayochid, because you have the 10, which includes the roof, and that counts to be mipsik of rishus. So you have a valid mechitza now, and you can have gurasik, and you can say on top is it's a rishus hayochid. But what with bitocho, emetaltel. Why? Because you only have 10 tefachim within. So what did the Masha do for us? He took this chayuk of the sugya, which is discussing the limud from chalal yud mitachas haschach, and what does he do? He draws a comparison to Shabbos. Rabosai, at first glance, Pele, the medrash pliya, what's he saying? This halacha that we're learning out seems to be very much connected to the notion of haschach with sukkah. What's Masha doing? He's saying, but this has relevance for Shabbos, and they're both true. There's the idea of being Mesayim Rishus in terms of the Mechitza, that's from the perspective of the outside, and that would include the Ten Tefachim with the Gag. But then we also have the notion of Wa'ava Mechitza from the perspective of within, and for that we have to not include the Gag, and that's what comes out of this Gemara, and that would be the reason why the case of the Bayis that doesn't have a Sara, so you're not going to be able to carry within, unless you're Chokake and whatever. But L'chairu, my Indian, our Gemara to Shabbos. Our Gemara sounds like it's a discussion in terms of defining schach of a sukkah as being requiring a halal yod beneath it. But we're talking about Shabbos, we're talking about mechitzos. So how can the Masha use this? Again, but Tosa said in the beginning of the sugya that this is a makkah for Shabbos. And Masha is obviously having this in mind. He says, yeah, it continues to be a makkah for Shabbos in a different way. The first part of the Gemara has relevance for Shabbos in terms of what we say vis-a-vis on the Gag. But this Gemara will have relevance for Shabbos in terms of being requiring mechitzos asara within. Mechitzos asara, we're talking about schach vis-a-vis a halal mitachas haschach. What's that to do with mechitzos asara? So what's the obvious approach? Obviously, we see here that even within this chayuk of the sugya, we're dealing with a halacha mechitzos. I have to explain this. But again, it helps, because we noted in Rav Yehuda it's got to be that way. We don't want to make Rav Meir totally on a different page. But we have to know, where does it fit with the Gemara? The Gemara seems to be saying, like the Lashon HaRitva, that it's a halacha of the schach of sukkah has to be on halal of yud. But the Masha is showing us that this has application for mechitzos of Shabbos. What does it mean? Everyone hear the problem? You should be sweating, right? You hear the problem? No, I think it's pushy. We have to struggle here. What's happening in this sugya? Yeah.
Maybe when we suggest that we say when we talk about tzach is really also just a mechitza. It's just a mechitza from a different direction.
Very good. You're right. Very much on the right track. Good. So, you're thinking well. Baruch Hashem.
When we see that tzach, something's going. When we see something as mesachir, we're seeing that it's doing the same thing as well, just from what's on top.
Good. Good. You're saying good. Saying good. Everyone here, Ari. Anyone else? Thinking in the same way, yeah? No, this is good. This is very good. Okay, you want to go somewhere else? Oh, I'm listening, but I want to... Okay, let's go with what you're saying. You're saying this is the beginning of how to approach this. L'chaira, when we talk about being mesachich, like sochich and b'chanfein, Tzchach is not on something. Tzchach on a person. Tzchach means on a reshus. Tzochichim on a reshus. A reshus that's becoming, it is enveloped by the tzchach. In the same way that we could speak of a reshus being enclosed by a machitza, we can speak about a reshus being mesuchach, mesuchach al gaba. When the Gemara is talking about the yisod of chalal asara under the tzchach, the focus of the Gemara is what type of reshus can lend itself to become enclosed. And this is the common denominator between tzchach and machitza. What type of reshus has a shem reshus that lends itself to becoming enclosed, to becoming misuyam, to become designated and separated from what's not part of that reshus? And that's what the Gemara is showing from the perspective of this drasha, that you need chalal asara under the tzchach, that only a reshus of asara can become misuchach, can become segregated. Lashon ha-me'iri. Also back in the Mishnah. The way he starts it off, he says, Enigbar Sarat Fachim, Ratsaloma Chalau Sheba Psula, Shekol Chalau Sheimbo Asarat Fachim Gova, Eno Ro'oi Likrum. We once mentioned this to me. We didn't know at first what he meant. Maybe we thought he meant Dira Serucha. Maybe it's the first time I read it. Now I'm looking at the Miri with different lenses. It doesn't say Dira Serucha. That's saying. He's saying the verb maybe that we're saying right now. Eina roi l'klum means you can't mimesachech such a reshus. It doesn't have a shame of reshus. You have to talk about reshus that lends itself to becoming mesuyam. It has to be viewed as a reshus of some kind that can now become designated and marked and set aside. That's what the tzchach is doing. The Meila, this the Rasha can say, this can have relevance for Shabbos too. Namely, that this does end up becoming a halacha in Machitza. Here we're talking about, by Sukkot we're talking about the Schach, but by Shabbos, a Schach halacha, but they are a reshus to become moved out, segregated, designated, and distinct. You need to have reshus that has in it Shira Sarah. If it's Shira Sarah, then the machitzos are able to be makif such a reshus. If it doesn't have the requisite shir of Asar Tfachim, then it does not become mukaf with machitzos. So the machitza asasara is going to be halacha by Shabbos, learned out from what we have here of Sochin b'chanfeyan chalau shetach asascha. Okay, but we're not through yet. We have another few hoops to go through. Chur, that's the beginning of how we can understand the connection. But now I ask you, Rabosai, this is going to be a little bit trickier. So it comes out, by Sukkah, what is really the halacha of Asar Tfachim? It's a function of the reshus vis-a-vis the schach, or a function of the reshus Asar Tfachim vis-a-vis the machitzas? By Shabbos, there's no inyan of schach, right? It's just a yachid doesn't have to have roof at all. So there, the reshus has to be reshus of Asar Tfachim. That's mukaf, and therefore the machitza has to be asar. What about sukkah? Sukkah, it's schach. So is that, but there's also halacha of tfanus. So what is it? It's two dinim by sukkah. Rishus has to be set aside, set off from in term by having schach, and also has to be set aside, segregated by virtue of the machitzas of the tfanus that we learn out. So what, there's two dinim by sukkah. So there's a problem. What's the problem? You say it's two dinim, I have a major problem. Where do I have a problem? We're bringing out the idea of the Gemara applying it to Shabbos. Now obviously that idea is also relevant for machitza sukkah, right? There is shus. What are the machitzas of sukkah doing? They're also setting the sukkah aside. I'm looking at some quizzical looks. What's happening here? What's going on? Let's say, well, where did I lose you? How far behind? How far behind? No. Go back. No. What? Let's go slow. Again. What did I bring out from the Mashah? That the halach of Chalal HaSara is not stama. Sukkah has to have 10 tefachim adin. A schach has to have 10 tefachim chalal adin. What does it mean? As Ari said, the point of schach is to create a segregation vis-a-vis what's below it. It's a machitza of sorts, machitza no mala. And now we're saying that the shus that can become mukaf, in this case the schach is makifit milmala, has to be reshus of asara. So it really does play out in terms of machitza too, because by Shabbos there's no halacha of schach. By Shabbos there's halacha of machitzos. But machitzos can only be relevant as machitzos, as enclosures, as creating hekif, if there's a reshus of asara. Merely you need a machitza of asara. That's step one. Then I asked you, so then what comes out that by sukkah there would seem to be two different things that are creating hekif, and the asara is necessary in terms of both. Necessary in terms of the tfanos of the sukkah, and also necessary in terms of the schach. For that I have a problem. The problem is the Rashi later. Everyone, don't forget whatever you want to ask me. Let's point out the problem here. The Rashi says, the Gemara later has the case, Mishnah, of Chotit Begadish. HaChotit Begadish and Tezvav, Lassus lo sukkah ein sukkah. This is a psul called Tase v'lo mena asut. Let's say you have a pile of grain, and it's kosher schach, obviously, but there's no halal at all, and you carve out the sheer sukkah zayin al zayin and a height of ten tefachim out of all this. Memela, lo and behold, I have tfanos, I have schach, but I didn't actually create the schach in a direct way. I created it indirectly. That's the simple case. And the problem is, chag sukkah tasa l'cha. You have to create the schach and create the sukkah. You can't just do something that memela it's going to be created indirectly. But on this din, that's the Mishnah on Tezvav. On this din of the Mishnah, the Gemara in Tezayin quotes Rav Huna, and he says, it depends. Not always going to be a problem. Well, Shanu, Elish, Ein Shem Chalal Tefach Meshach Shiva. Avo Yeshem Chalal Tefach, the Meshach Shiva, Harezah Sukkah. Rav Huna's Machadesh, that if there was a Chalal Tefach already, with the dimensions of Shiva, which is the Shia Sukkah, and all you did was expanded that shear to now to the point that it's lowered, now you have a halal asara, then it would be kosher. The problem is only when you didn't even have the shear ohel, the shear halal of tefach. Says Rashi, what's the pshat in Rav Huna? Look at Rashi. Elish ein shem halal tefach gova. You didn't add a height of a tefach across the length and width of shiva tefachim of the sukkah, kishir sukkah. Ve'achkach higdish kol ha'gadish aloso chalal. Ve'achshav nasa shem schach me'elav. Ve'lo yalav shem schach me'tchila. There was no shem schach because it wasn't a tefach. But, im yesham chalal tefach ohel, shem chalal tefach ohelu. There was already a tefach. We know when it comes to tumah, right? In Yoni we saw tumah ritzutza, right? Creates it doesn't become an ohel to spread it all across the house. If there's squash tumah, if it's not an ohel tefach, there's an ohel that was in your vittel that we discussed. If there's a halal tefach, then it's a shame ohel, then it spreads all across. So the inyan of an ohel for other inyanin is a shear of a tefach to be called an ohel over something. So if you have already only a tefach, then it would be kasha, even though now you're expanding it down to the shear of asara. U'shechotit bo mata l'mala ad shemagbir sachalal l'shear gov asara ein zu asiyaso. You're not making the schach, you're not making the sukkah. Sherei ena misakin el ha'tfanos. All you're doing is you're fixing tfanos. Tfanos is Rashi, don't have a problem tasev lo mena asri. Tasev is going on the schach. But tfanos lo min tasev lo mena asri v'arei u'kisukah shebchusa mi'asara v'chokek bo v'shrim ol asara. What do you see in this Rashi? That the halacha of the halal, asara, under the schach, doesn't need, from the perspective of the schach, doesn't need asara. It sounds from Rashi, again, without getting to the whole intricacies of the sukkah, that the halacha of asara is in relative to what, and what only? Tfanus. Mitzad, the schach, tefach suffices to be called an olam. And therefore, it's not a problem that you made, that you didn't make the sukkah. You made, the schach was there. No, if you make the shame say or not, that's the whole style there in the Gemara, the Rishonim. But Lamaisa, Rashi says, without having the Shir Asara, it's not a problem because all you did was you made the Tfanas. What emerges from this Rashi is that when it comes to Sukkah, the Shir Asara is relative to the Tfanas, not to the Tzchach. So, well, wait a second, but the whole Makar that we started with over here in the Sugya is Chalal Tevach because Sochim the Chanfeim in terms of the Tzchach. So, like, it's one thing to say that it can also be mitzad tfanos, and that by Shabbos it's only mitzad tfanos. But now what we have now is we're coming back to Sukkah, and we're saying it's also only mitzad tfanos. But wait a second. We have to come back here. We have to add another twist, perhaps. And that's the following. The yesod of the Gemara is that sochachim, here's the difference. In terms of the makar itself, by Kruvin, the only thing that's separating the Rishus and designating it and segregating it is what? By the Kruvin. The Kanfiya Kruvin. That's all you have. So what is it that segregates the Rishus over there? Only the Sochin B'Kanfiya. We have a Yesod that we learn out from this Makar, from this source, that a Rishus can only be viewed as being Mukaf, as being enclosed, being segregated, if it's a Rishus of Asar Tfachim. Less than that, Ein Roi V'Chum, Kilashan HaMe'iri. And therefore, again, in terms of the Bnei Yeshua, we assume that Torah is telling you it had to be 10. It couldn't be less, can't be less, it doesn't have to be more. That is what you see over here. Memela, it follows like this. So by Shabbos, obviously, it's going to have applications that Rishus has to be Asar Tfachim to become Mukah. When it comes to Sukkah, so as follows. If there had not been a halach of Tfanos, so then what would it be that would be segregating the Rishus, the Schach? But heyos, that the Torah teaches us basukos, 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 that there's a din of tfanos. That's the sugulate. So now it comes out that the thing that's makif the Rishus is the tfanos. The Schach is stam. It should be a Rishus that's mukav and mesuchach. But what's accomplishing the segregation of the Rishus is not the Schach. In terms of Kruvim, of the Kanfiya Kruvim, there, the Sichuch is what's segregating the Rishus. And we learn out only Rishus of Yud can become segregated, that lends itself to becoming Mukaf. So there, that's clearly a function of the Sochachim that's creating that separate Rishus and separate Domain. But in terms of Sukkah, if the Torah is teaching us that there's a Din of Tfan, that's the halacha, basukos, 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 however many tfanos you need. The tfanos are going to be the things that are creating the chalos hekif of the rishus. And again, but the makar is still valid. The makar is that the rishus has to be rishus of yud to lend itself to becoming mukaf. But what is it that's creating the hekif? Not the schach. The schach is another halach. The schach is... It's a Rishus that's Mukaf Machitzos and Mesuchach. But in terms of defining Mesuchach, Tefach, Tasav Lo Menasi, it's not going to be. If I had the Tefach, it's not Tasav Lo Menasi. And on Tfanos, it doesn't have to be Tasav. It could be Tasav Lo Menasi. It could be Menasi. But the Hekif is being created through the Tfanos. And by Shabbos, of course, that's what it is. So it comes out, we're starting with the Hekif of Tfanos, of Schach, so to speak, sochachim mechanfeim, because there, clearly, the schach is creating that hekif. And we see there the yesod that only a rishus of asar tfachim can lend itself to becoming mukaf. And therefore, we understand that by sukkah, only rishus of yud lends itself to becoming mukaf. How does it become mukaf by sukkah? Were it not for the din of tfanos, it would happen through the schach. Because we have din of tfanos, the tfanos are creating that enclosure. By Shabbos, of course, the machitzas are creating the enclosure. But meanwhile, the yesod is still extracted from the drasha of tochachin v'chafei. Not an easy thing to digest. L'chor, that's how the mashal would be understood. So it comes out, the mashal says, we really have two inyanim. Both of them have relevance. We have the first idea in terms of a mechitza sasara that has to be makiv v'reshus, but from that perspective, it would include the height of asara, including the gag. But that wouldn't be sufficient to explain the din of the Mishnah, which is 10 tefachim, not including the schach. But for that, we have the other part of the sugya, and that's also relevant for Shabbos, that a reshus that's not 10 tefachim in terms of halal space, not including the gag, cannot become mukta. Just literally 2 seconds. I'll show you the lashon of the rach in Shabbos, Dav Zayin on the days. It works well with everything we're saying now. The lashon of rach, on that case of the bayis that's asar tefachim with the roof, says the Rach Ben Chanan over there, because good asik betocho, says the Rach, ein metaltelin bo elo bedalad amas. My timer, why can you only carry dalad amas within? Why don't I have a reshus hayachid inside the house if it's not 10 tefachim, not including the roof? Kevan delo chazi gedira, ein hamachitzos mo'ilos. Ela kimosh ein sham machitzos damu. What is he saying? If it's not chazi gedira, now this is dira, doesn't mean dira of sukkah. This is Shabbos, right? So what's the chazi gedira here? Practical use, not sukkah standards, but dira of use, shtamshus. So if you don't have the 10 tefachim for available use, so he says, where does the problem lie? Where does the problem lie? In the machitzas. What do you mean, what's he talking about? Where are machitzas coming in? But my answer is, because if I don't have a space that's usable, that's functional space, then it's not, the machitzas are not doing anything. That's not called mukaf. Machitzas means on a space that has a shame makom, then I could say muka, a makom that's muka of machitzos. But you first have to deal with the fact that it's space that can be viewed as a makom dira. Makom dira can have a chalos hekev. But if it's not makom dira, so the hekev is irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. It's as if there are no machitzos. So this is what we're coming back in our sugya too. We're talking about the nasara from the perspective of the makom that can become muka. If the makom can become mukaf, the hekev is kamadaleisa, then the machitzas are nothing. They don't mean anything. So is there a halacha of shir machitza sasara? Yes, that's the halacha. That comes down according to Rav Yehuda, it's the halacha Moshe Misinai. According to Rav Meir, it's also within of a, what do you need a sara in the machitza? Because that's the type of reshus that can become mukaf. So you have a machitza, have to have machitza sasara. No, so does the first halacha still have relevance too? Is there enough gemid? Do you still need the first halacha? Question to ponder. Let's say the machitza would only be 8 tefachim high. Mitzad this halacha of tochim b'chanfei and this drasha, would that suffice? Well, you would also assume that you have to have a machitza of 10 tefachim. Reshus, no, pashtus, you would. Both. Because the reshus has to be mukaf up to the share of the reshus. No? Samanik, so is there anything left in terms of the, I mean, the Rashi gives you his nafkamina, but is there anything left in terms of, besides the lumdus of it, in terms of the first halach? That a machitza has to be makif up to the gova reshus. Once we know this halacha, that reshus has to be a reshus of 10 tefachim in order to become mukaf a machitza, so where do we need the first halacha? Is there any nafgamina? We'll get to it. Maybe we'll come up with something before the end of Shir. But I'm just. Okay, let's hear from before. Any questions? Menachem, Ari, Rafi, whoever else. Yeah.
Question you asked.
What? Start again.
A
question that we asked us previously, because a bunch of times the Rai is Kasha. What would we do for Rava now? I mean, the way we were answering in Deras Kevah, Deras Rai, having all the Kevah was the Rai, the reason we were solving was defining the Schach as being Schach that's Roi for a Chol that's a Rai. And we were very clearly defining the Schach in terms of the Chol below, but now if we're going to define the Chol in terms of the Chol, I don't know how you'd answer for Rava. Just whatever.
To go back to that Rai, that Rai.
Yeah.
Schach was ra'oi for diras arai. I don't know if it has to be a contradiction, but we'll have to look at it. Yeah.
And number two, I was just wondering how did Marshan know? Meaning, it seems like we have these two things at play. It's like we have the schach and the panos. And how did he know to come on? Also Rashi, how did he know to then come on to the panos as opposed to the schach?
I'm trying to figure out. Look, Marshan leaves us without much explanation. He just tells you this drasha. Is about machitzos, clear, and it has relevance to Shabbos. What we're pointing out from the Rashi to Zayin, Rashi doesn't ask that kasha. We could have said by sukkah, there's two dinim. There's b'shus being mukaf from the four side, from the two and a half side, 3 foot, and through the. From Rashi, I see that the hekev is only a function of the tfanos. So I want to say, because once the Torah gives it in tfanos, so now we understand that the hekev is happening through the tfanos. But the drasha still helps us, because the drasha is talking about a case where there were no. Nothing but the schach to be makif. So the schach can only be makif on a reshus of ten tefachim. L'maisa by sukkah, the hekif is a coming from the tefanos. But it's still a good marker. It's still a good marker because it comes out that the din of ten tefachim is still a function of the machitza because it's only a machitza because I have a reshus to be makif. If I have no reshus to be makif, I don't have a machitza. That's the rach. That's the rach in Shabbos. If I don't have ten tefachim to the roof, then it's as if I have no machitzos. That's what the Rach writes. I have no machitzos. I have no machitzos. Why is he talking about machitzos? That's exactly the Gemara that we read. If I don't have a reshus of asara, then the machitzos don't count for anything. Machitzos can only accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish if the reshus is a makom that's ra'i for something. That's shimush. If the reshus is meaningless because it doesn't have the minimum shir of asar tefachim, the machitzos are meaningless. Yeah, Avram Rafi, who's first? Maybe you were first. Yeah.
Well, what? I was going to say that there's going to get two dinim because it has to be mukaf. Well, we said that the whole purpose of Shabbos is mukaf for reshut. So this is just complimentary. It won't be mukaf for reshut if it has machitzah.
You think schach is not for reshut?
You mean we said the schach it has to be called 10 because the schach has to be doing something, it has to be mukaf for
you could say no. In the case of the Kruvim, you have that the reshus is being segregated visa by virtue of the Kanfia Kruvim. That's fine. That's considered also a something of a segregation to designate the area below as segregated could be. As miyuchad, as designate what?
If it's in the open area, how can you say it's segregated? Yeah. I feel like the walls complement the slach in a sense.
But then what are you going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara says it's called, based on this, it's called Sochachim, and we're using this to teach us machitza. So you have to say that they are accomplishing something of a machitza of sorts, even though it's open on the side. I hear what you're saying.
It's not fully open on the side. There are in the room. It's not like it's
okay.
So
it's creating another level of enclosure.
It complements the spot. Okay. It allows the
spot. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say, which is a bit of a chiddush, is when you have tfanos by sukkah, the schach is not creating hekev. The schach is just creating the notion of schach. In other words, from that perspective, you would need 10. Right? The tfanos are doing the hekev that 10 requires, you know, to become mukaf. Schach is just that this reshus that's mukaf is now misuchach. It's another darga, you know. But that doesn't require the 10 for itself. The 10 is a function of the tfanos. That's what you see from the Rashi later. Yeah,
the mitzvah
schach, I understand. Yeah, but you see from the Rashi that if it's not a sarah, it's still not tasavu amnasi. It's mostly a tefach, even though you need asara. So the answer is this. The need for asara is not in terms of the schach. That's what you see from the Rashi. The need for asara is only in terms of the tefach. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's not a problem in the schach. You did schach tasa. It's not tasa lomana asli. You had already a halal of tefach, and now you just brought it down to asara to fix the tfanos. Tfanos don't have a problem of tasa lomana asli. The schach is called tasa. Very good. That's the Rash. So I said, if you would have assumed that there's two dinah by sukkah, that would be a problem. Comes out that even though we started out with sochachim, but when it comes down to sukkah, just as by Shabbos, the asar tefachim is a function of the bechitzos, not a schach, because there's no halacha schach there. It comes out that by Shabbos, by sukkah, it's also that. The asar tefachim is a function of the mechitzos of the tfanos, not a function of the schach. That's what it would seem at this point, reading the sugya. If you want to reconcile the Rashi with all of this and with the sugya itself.
Why do you need
schach
that's
10? Where do you want to put the schach? At a height of 8? What, have tfanos? But that goes to the question I had before. If the tfanos go higher than the schach, then you have tfanos of 10 or tfanos of 8. If the schach is at 8 and the tfanos go two tfachim above the schach, so what is that called? Tfanos of 10 or tfanos of 8? The tfanos have to relate to the halal sukkah ad atzchach. What's above it is irrelevant. So I don't tfanos of 10, I have tfanos of 8. See, you're going to have the schach at 10 anyway. Jewish ruch also, it's a separate problem. It's a separate in you. Right. But I'm saying even without that. Not easy to put together. Chora, that would be an attempt. Yeah, Avram.
This whole idea that we're talking about that the schach, there has to be the rishus of 10 in order for the schach to like do something. So then like, wouldn't it have to be that you need both the yehudim of the government? You have to have both. They're teaching like two halves of kind of the same thing. Meaning, even though they're not separate, they're also not the same. Like you kind of like you have.
I mean, the first limud that we had.
Yeah, the both the mechitzos of this whole schach. Don't we need both?
That's what I want to ask you. Suppose I have tfanos that didn't go up to 10. So from the first limud, for sure it's no good. That was the whole point. The area, the reshus, has to be mukaf. So the reshus goes up to 10 tfachim. That means that you need machitzas up to 10 tfachim. But from the perspective of this limud, if the reshus is a reshus of 10, but the machitzos didn't go to the gova of 10, they only went to a height of 8, would that be sufficient based on the second limud? And therefore you still have to come back to the first limud, or the second limud itself would also entail the reshus has to be 10 and the hekif of the reshus has to be 10. It's not just that you need chalalas. In other words, clearly if I have only 9 tfachim to the roof, so the mechitzos are 9, but the chalal is 9, obviously problem. That's clearly going to emerge from the second limud of the Gemara. That's the case of Bais. That has kiruli mashlim ul asara, but it's not within. It's not asara. That's for sure. There, the mechitzos are not asara, but neither is the halal asara. And that's the rach that I have no mechitzos. But suppose it's not that way. Let's say I have a roof that's at 10 or above ten. But the mechitzos around this mishus only go up to 8. Are you going to suggest that the only reason it's no good is because of the limud that we started with? Or that would be there for a real nafgamina, that we have to come on to the first limud of the Gemara, that you need the mechitzah to go up to 10 because you have to not get the whole reshus, but there's also halacha, but mitzad that I'd have a problem in a case where the roof was at the point of 10, including in the 10 fucking included the roof, so that's the problem we got stuck with. So for that I have a new din that I need halal asara for, only reshus that has halal asara can become mukaf, but from that perspective the mechitzah could have been only 8. So I still have to come back to the first limud that the machitza has to go up to the height of 10 also. And therefore you really need both, that's what you're arguing. Or can you counter that by saying, no, even within this limud, that if I have a reshus that's not 10 tfachim, It's no good. You can't become mukaf. It can't become enclosed. But now if I have a shus of 10, it's obvious that the enclosure would have to be up to 10. I don't need the limud from the first part of the Gemara to know that. I would know that anyway. That's what I'm wondering. But if that's true, then you have to come up with maybe some other nafkamina besides the lumdus of it. So I'm going to suggest a few nafkaminas. But I wonder if this would be a nafkamina in its own right. Again, what we certainly understand is the case where the roof is at 10. From the perspective of the first limud of the Gemara, says the Marsha, no problem. Because the reshus is mukaf. Why? Because the reshus goes up, what's the mifsik reshusa? 10 tefachim, including schach. So they have the walls that go up to 10, and the 10th tefach is equal with the roof. Perfect. The problem is it's not good. It doesn't work by Shabbos, doesn't work by Sukkah. So what's the answer? That this halacha of a reshus of halal asara lends itself to hekev. If a halal doesn't have a sara, it's ki'ilu, I have no mechitzus, like the Rabbeinu Hanan says in Shabbos. And therefore, I need to have a halal asara to become mukaf with mechitzus. Okay, so then do we need the first limit now? So maybe you'll say, yeah, that's what you're tithing. Because if I have a reshus of a sara, who says that the mechitzus have to reach the point of a sara? If I understand. I understand. But let's say, by the Sukkah, by Shabbos, if I have tefanos that are only up to 8, it's falling from the ground. So for sure it's no good. But why? If it's just based on Sochachim v'chanfeihem, so the reshus itself has 10 tefachim in it, there's no roof that blocks it. You know, the schach is not below 10, the reshus is open, you know, it's no gag. But the wall doesn't go up to 10. So is it only because of the first limud? It's interesting. The Gemara in Erevin. You have the Gemara. You have the Gemara in Erevin. Someone has the page that I gave out. Someone has the... Yeah. It's interesting. What does the Gemara quote on both sides? What does the Gemara quote? You saw the piece of Gemara in Erevin, right? And that's the Shaka Vitaria. Which drasha does the Gemara quote? With the Dalit and the Dalit. What Rashi does the Gemara quote? Yeah, toward the end of the Sugya, Dalit and the Beis. Mechitzos d'oraisa ninu. The Gemara says, "You're telling me it's halacha mosh misinai? It's a d'oraisa, meaning it's a drasha. It's not halacha mosh, it's a drasha. What drasha does the Gemara quote? No, you saw it. Mechitzos d'oraisa ninu, meaning it's a drasha. The amamar aron tisha bekapores tefach hare kanasar. And for the Gemara, it's tzvicha with Rabbi Yehuda." Yehuda holds that the amulets are not six tefachim, so you're not going to use that drasha. You have to use halacha mosh misinai. You know, is that how parallels are sugya? What should the Gemara have asked? D'oraisa ninu, from which drasha? Sochim b'chanfeya. What did the Gemara ask from? Aron tishav kabaros tefach. You'll say because I needed that for the other drasha. No. But you should put it. I mean, true, you needed it for the cheshbin, but that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means what? The Gemara means the drasha that you have to be makif the reshus to the point of mifsiki reshusa. Alo yard the shechina. Look at the Rashi on that Gemara, right? Rashi on the Gemara explains the raisa ninu, right? The amar mar aron tisha lekapor is tefach. Zot Rashi the Dalet Amud Beis. I think I gave you it. Aron gabel tisha lekapor is tefach harbe asara uksiv dibarti itcham yal kaporis betani perkam de sukkah Rav Yosi omer leolam uyard the shechina lematim asara deksiv shmei shem lashem. No, what's Rashi doing? He's quoting the explaining the Gemara based on our beginning of our sugya. What's going on here? We read a Gemara in Sukkah, we left that. We left it. We had a kasha. If it, that were the mukar, then it should mean 10 tefachim with the roof. So we go, Ella means a new source, and we're learning it out from Sochin b'chanfeim, and the Gemara has the kasha. What do you mean? It's a drasha, a doraisa. Which drasha? Arm v'kaparas tefach. Lo yored shechina matam yasara. For the Gemara, yeah, but that's according to the shita of Rav Meir. But Rav Yehuda needs to say lachmish mesinai. But what do you see that the Gemara is actually still working and thinking and contemplating the drasha before? It means it still has some bearing, some relevance. So it must be that there's some need for this first drasha too. Now the question is there really enough gemina? So maybe we're suggesting there is, maybe. Because how do you know you have to have the mechitza reaching to the point of asar tefachim? As long as the reshus has asar tefachim in it, halal, asar tefachim, who says that's only because of the first brush? But the first brush is insufficient, because what would be if you have asar tefachim to the point of including the gag? So the reshus ends at that point, including the gag, but I don't have halal asara, that's where the second brush comes in. But the Gemara says Ella. It sounds like we're leaving the first drasha. And moreover, does it really mean, according to this drasha, that you really don't need a machitza sasara to be makif that reshuth? You really need to come back to the first drasha for that? And if this would be enough gemina or not, I'm not sure. But interesting, the Gemara quotes that drasha. Even after the sugya here runs its course, the Gemara quotes the first drasha. It's not that someone's medayik, that it's got to be a striking deal. The Gemara, read the two Gemaras together, you say, wait a second, the Gemara left that drasha and went a different way. Now the Mashar already is sensitive to that without asking the Kashi. He says, yeah, from the perspective of the Al-Hagag, you have the first drasha. In Chanami, Mifsika Rishusa, at Asara, not Levar Mishracha, with the Gag. But from the perspective of within, oh, that's where I need this. And that's the relevance for Shabbos. Could there be other nafkaminas? Could anyone think of another nafkamin or two or three from this question? That the second rasha would not help you? You need to come back to the first rasha. Can anyone think of something? What could we come up with? Yeah?
It seems like the probe is like Megiyas Yischach a little.
Think, what?
A probe. Like
think of other areas of machitza. Think of in Shas, with all your vast erudition of the keys of Shas, where are some other places where mechitzas come up? You have mechitzas of Shabbos, mechitzas of Sukkah, okay, where you went to Shnais one day, you know, where else does mechitza come in? Where?
Tumah.
Think so, here we're in Moed, so think of, say, the Zroyim, think of, say, the Taurus. We'll try one from Zerayim, one from Tyrus, and we'll see. Maybe we'll come back to Moed. Yeah. Oh, good. I knew someone would come up. Kilayim. So what's the halacha by Kilayim? If you can't put Kilayah Keren, good. You said Kilayim, correct?
Yeah.
No, so if you can't plant Yerek in the vicinity of vines, unless you have a machitza in between, right? Unless in the Rambam. There's the Mishnayis. What's the Shir Machitza? Ten Tefachim. Geder, Shehu, this is Kilayim, Zayin Tezbav, Hilchas Kilayim. Geder, Shehu Gavoa Asar Tefachim, Bechin Charit, Shehu Amok Asar Tefachim, Baruch Abba, Hariz Muta Lita Keren Betsido Mikan, Beirakos Betsido Mikan. So you can plant Yerek on one side, Kerem, and vineyard on the other side. If you have a Geder, Gavo Asar. What's the function of this Mechitza? Is it to Messiah Mirishus? I don't think it's Messiah Mirishus. It's totally, here you're pointing this out before, it's totally open on all, every other area. It's just between two, you know, Yerek on one side, and it's a Mavdil. Just a Mavdil. So why does it have to be Asar? It's part of the mavdil between the two rishus. We're not being messiah the rishus from all sides. I mean, there's no other side. All you have is one wall between Yerek Mikan and Kerem Mikan. But what are you doing? You're just simply separating between them that you could plant now in either side of the wall. So why does it have to be asar tefachim? We're not taking a rishus that's not asar tefachim. It cannot become mukaf. We're being makif. We're being makif a rishus. We're being makif. What's being makif? Mamish, so you brought up before, like Mamish, it's separating between the side and the other side. So why does that have to go to 10? Because you have to be mavdil between this and the other side up to the mifsek rishusa point, which is then fach. So then you have to come out to the first rush. Clearly, there's no other thing that not taking a rishus and being makif the rishus. We're just separating between the two. That's one. Another example is from Tyrus. This is the Mishnah in the Goyim. The Goyim, okay, that already can excuse for not knowing. But a mitzora is mitame. The bia, he enters a space. But what do you do if he has to go to shul? The Mishnah says in the Goyim in the 13th parak, the last Mishnah, nichnas lebeis haknesses. So the mitzora wants to go to shul. Osim lo machitza gevoa yutfachin. And it says, nichnas rishon yotza acharon. Otherwise, when he walks in, till he gets to the machitza, there'll be somebody can become tameh. But the answer is, you set up a machitza gevoa yutfachin, rocha ba'ba amos. So why, that's a separate question, why rocha ba'ba amos. But anyway, machitza gevoa sarat fachin. And then he goes in first, and he leaves last, and nobody becomes tameh. What kind of machitza is this? Machitza, that's mavdil rishus. Why a sarat fachin? It's Messiah Mirishus, or it's creating what? Space. So what is that? That's Mifsik Rishus. That's called the Rishus up to Tenfach. Maybe another example. Now maybe go back to here. What about the Gemara before Babaye of Amud? What happened? You want to fix the Tzukah of Malam Yasrim, so you have Amud, and it's a Gavo Asara. And now from the top of the Amud to the Schach, it's not Umar Mechaf. So Abaye wanted to say what? Sabbai Meimar, good asking the Chitzta. But it's only because the Amud was what? It was Gavoa Asara. Let's say the Amud was not Gavoa Asara. So the Ritva writes in that Gemara, you wouldn't say good asking. You wouldn't say good asking. Why not? Because it's not a Mechitza yet. You can't say good asking. If I don't have a Mechitza, I can say good asking Mechitza. If it's not a machitza vasara, why is that a problem? So in terms of the second limud of the Gemara, why do you need asara? You need asara because the reshus has to be asara tfachim that lends itself to becoming mukaf. But the area around the amud is closed. What you're being makif is above the amud. So why should it matter if the amud itself is gavoa asara? You're taking the outer perimeter of the amud, and you're extending it up, and now I have a good sukkah, because from there it's not l'mal me'esrim. But why should the amud have to be 10 tefachim high in order to say good asik, according to Sabra Baila Meima? Why does it have to be a sarah tefachim high? It's only because it can't count as a machitza if it's not a sarah. Why not? So according to the first limit of the Gemara, because machitza has to be a sarah to be called a machitza, it's makif rishus. It's makif this rishus around the amud, even though it's closed up, but good, that's what Abai says, you can take that, but it's only a mechitza if it's asara. So then you can go and bring it up. But if, according to the second limud, why is mechitza have to be asara? Because the rishus can only be mukaf, chalos mukaf, if it's asara tfachim. What rishus? Not halal. It's not halal anyway. The halal you're using it for is above. So above I have from above I have asara tfachim till it gets to the schach. The issue is, I want to pull up the outer rim of the amud below to bring it up. So why does it matter to me if the amud from the ground to the top of the amud is 10 tefachim or not? And the Ritva says, you only say good asik if the amud is 10 tefachim. But that would only make sense if you assume that the mechitza, by definition, is only a mechitza if it's a sar tefachim. Okay? These are maybe other suggestions, what could be nafkaminas from the first. But the Gemara and Erevin ends up using the first limud, so obviously there could be nafkaminas that come out of them.